Blackstone presents The United States of Cryptids, A Tour of American Myths and Monsters by J.W. Oker. This book is read by Mark Sanderlin. To Alex Slater, for helping me unleash so many of my own monsters. Forward. Your backyard is full of monsters. In March 1960, I set out on my journey to investigate the hidden monsters of the world. At the time, I knew realistically that the classic celebrity cryptids, the Loch Ness Monster, the Himalayan Abominable Snow People, Yeti, and the Great Sea Serpents, were out of reach for me. I was born into a Navy family in Norfolk, Virginia, and I grew up among the soybean fields of Decatur, Illinois. From there, even the Bigfoot territory of the Pacific Northwest seemed a long way off. But I did what I could, starting in my own Midwestern backyard, which, it turns out, hid plenty of monsters to keep me busy. I even chose to go to Southern Illinois University in Carbondale because of the rich folklore and history there about red swamp apes and backwoods Black Panther sightings. I got rides from family or hitchhiked to Midwestern cryptid encounter sites. Eventually, I did travel across the country and the world to indulge my fascination with the overlooked and the alleged. Along the way, as I witnessed the evidence of mysterious creatures on the landscape, I also witnessed the field of cryptozoology grow and evolve and become mainstream enough that you could find these creatures in souvenir shops and at festivals, too. But for me, it all started as a local mission. And I believe that's the same spirit that imbues this book you hold in your hands. J.W. Oker, with his enjoyable and distinctive sensibility, wonderfully details and documents how vast the United States is when it comes to monsters. How full of encounters and stories, yes, but also, uniquely, how packed the land is with cryptid statues, monster museums, and annual events dedicated to them. That means those who are intrigued by the topic have much more exposure and access to the wonders of cryptozoology than that curious young man in the mid-century Midwest. Today, there are lots of ways to pursue your own adventures into cryptozoological science, whether it's a trek into the dense forest or a trip to a town square, and it's a stranger and better world for it. Enjoy the quest. Lauren Coleman, International Cryptozoology Museum, Portland and Bangor, Maine, February 14th, 2022. Introduction. Guaranteed to see a cryptid or your money back. Bigfoot exists.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?